Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. In The Perfect Family, Eileen, played by Kathleen Turner, wants to win the coveted Catholic Woman of the Year award, but she will have to lie about her family to the bishop to make them perfect in the church's eyes. Her son wants a divorce and is having an affair. Her daughter is a pregnant lesbian who is planning to marry her life partner, and her husband is an alcoholic who attends AA meetings. The movie explores her struggle between her faith and the love of her family, and shows how the power of love can heal a family and overcome judgment and homophobia. The Perfect Family is screening on May 5th as the season finale for Out for Real, the LGBT film series in Northampton, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit outforreal.org. Kathleen Turner joins us now to talk about the movie. Kathleen Turner, welcome to the Roundtable.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
When you received the script for The Perfect Family, what made you want to do it?
Well, I was intrigued by the character. She's not my usual, you know, kind of woman. That I usually do women who are a bit, you know, stronger, more self-directed, more independent, I suppose. But I liked the sweetness of her. I liked the conflict between accepting a belief that's so, I would almost have to use the word rigid and the application of it in daily life. When I first got the script from Ann Renton, the director, yeah, I liked it, but I didn't think it was ready to be filmed, that it was ready to shoot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a long talk on the phone going over the script, and I made suggestions, and then she got back to me with a rewrite, you know, a month or so later, and I was flying out to Los Angeles for another project. So we agreed to meet for breakfast, and I liked her. I was impressed by her personality and the clarity of what she wanted for the script, and I thought it was worth pursuing.
Your character is, for most of the film, it seems to me, idealistically opposite to you personally. Is that true?
Well, I certainly don't share the character's beliefs in terms of her religion and stuff. I do like her concept of service, mm-hmm. you know, both to the community and to principle. I wouldn't find that opposed to myself at all.
I suppose I meant the like you said, the religion is a big part of it. So the opposition she feels toward homosexual lifestyles and like a Planned Parenthood type organization.
Right. Well, it's certainly the Catholic beliefs as presented by the Orthodox Church certainly does not allow for, well, both of her children's lifestyles, let's say. And no, I don't agree with that personally.
Right. Is it important to you to play characters that you don't agree with completely so you can, you know, explore being very different from yourself?
Well, it is exploration. I mean, that is the attraction. Not to find out how, in these circumstances, with these beliefs, one would behave. And the other part that's always been important to me is that any character that I do have an arc of growth, mm-hmm. you know, of learning in the passage of, be it stage or film, that the character changes and learns something in the course of the drama. And I find that Eileen, I think, learns a lot.
I'm glad that you mentioned stage, because I did want to ask you if you have a preference for acting on screen or on stage, if you prefer one to the other.
I have to say on stage. I really would. I enjoy the minutia of film. I mean, you can be so exact, you know, given a camera on what you want to emphasize and how to act. But it's nothing like the sense of living that you get on stage when an audience, you know, responds to you and breathes together and laughs at the same time. And the, you know, that sense of walking without a safety net is just exhilarating.
The Perfect Family was the first movie you'd done in just a few years. You'd taken a few years off from being in a major motion picture. Did you
uh-huh.
enjoy returning to the set?
It was a confirmation in a lot of ways of you know, some of my skills. It was nice to sort of say, oh, yes, you know, I still understand how this is done and I still do it well.
Mm-hmm.
But it also was a confirmation of why I prefer stage. I mean, truly, it's the process. But acting for 20 minutes, sitting down for an hour while they change the lights, acting for another 20 minutes just for another angle but over the same material, sitting down and reading for another half an hour while they change the lights and camera, acting for another 20, it's just boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I do get a lot of books read, but I much prefer going to the theater at 6 and having, you know, 5 intense hours of work.
It must be hard to keep a flow going working on a film.
It can be, but that's part of what you learn through the doing, you know, through practice.
What I'm interested in your mentioning reading. What type of books do you like to read?
I suppose, for a large part, I really enjoy science fiction and sort of fantasy, because not so much fantasy, more, you know, sort of science fiction, though not the most technical aspects of it, but because I think, you know, really, I think because they're very moral. I mean, they're always good guys and bad guys. And usually the good guys win, which is wonderful. But it's finding the right course of action given these completely different, maybe physical or cultural circumstances that are presented in that kind of book that it's fun to think about.
Do you like science fiction and fantasy films as well?
No, not really.
No.
I really rather read.
That's great.
I'm not a good advocate for my industry. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Of course you are, by virtue of doing, and you're a fantastic spokesperson for the theater, at least. What are you working on now?
Well, right now I'm touring with the play High.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Where I play a foul-mouthed, recovering alcoholic nun. It seems to be, this funny coming together of events where suddenly I had like two Catholic characters in the same year, and it was like, well, this is weird. I mean, never having explored Catholicism in my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot about that. But I'm also working on a wonderful one-woman play called Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins. That's a play I hope develop in Philadelphia and just performed in Los Angeles December, January, and February about the life and writing of Molly Ivins. And I'm happy to tell you that what I really, really wanted, my first priority, is coming true, that I'm taking Molly to Washington, D.C. before the elections for September and October.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I'm really wanting to put a strong, practical, liberal voice out there.
I had read a while ago that you were going to take on that role, and I was very excited. I said, that's magnificent.
I'm having a great time with it, and the response has been, I come off stage and go, holy cow, man, you know.
Sure.
Really? Calm down, people. Anyway. It's fun, you know.
Yeah. How did that project come to you, or did you seek it out?
He came to me. The writers there also approached me, you know, and I had met Molly several times. We shared issues together. I've been on the board of People for the American Way for, 22 years? And so we crossed paths in terms of our, you know, advocacy of protection for the First Amendment.
How does your, and it's probably very different from week to week, month to month, year to year, but how does your schedule work? You take on projects? Do you carve out time to rest? How are you conducting your life?
It depends a lot on, you can't always predict when a theater, you know, it will be open to be booked. I mean, for example, I've been working on getting Molly to Washington since, you know, the new year. And so Arena Stage finally, you know, came through with an opening. So you can't always plan ahead, you know, when you're going to do things. You can aim for times and places, but that doesn't guarantee it's going to happen. But these last 2 years have been primarily on the road, you know, traveling from city to city, living a lot in hotels or temporary apartments, and I think that's going to continue through the rest of this year, and then I hope to be home in New York starting 2013. Okay, that's the plan.
Do you mind being on the road?
Yeah, well, it's a little tough. It can get pretty lonely, especially with a one-woman show, because you don't have a cast to play with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets a little tough. But I miss my home. I miss being able to cook for people, you know? I love that. So, yeah, there's a lot that you give up, but at the same time, it's part of the process. It's part of the job, you know?
And you find it to ultimately be worth it?
Yes, I do. I do. I find it's really a wonderful thing to take good theater out into the country. I've always felt that it was wrong. It was kind of like cheating to create a role, you know, on Broadway or in New York or something, and then send somebody else out to play it.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why the rest of the country doesn't deserve the same quality and the original performers as New York does. Yes, we get more attention in New York, but that's just not the issue to me.
Kathleen Turner, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
It's a pleasure.
Kathleen Turner stars in The Perfect Family, which is directed by Ann Renton and is screening on May 5th at 7 p.m. as the season finale for Out for Real, the LGBT film series in Northampton, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit outforreal.org. Before the film, a special presentation for LGBT youth entitled Being Successful and Being Yourself will be offered to inspire and encourage LGBT youth to have successful careers as out LGBT people. Several Western Massachusetts professionals who are out LGBT people will speak. Once again, you can learn more at outforreal.org. That's outforreal.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.